The meeting was held in the first floor conference room of City Hall, which was limited for capacity concerns. An overflow crowd filled the adjacent City Council chambers where an audio stream of the meeting was carried. The 21 citizen speakers included an overwhelming show of support of LGBTQ people's rights to express and celebrate themselves through art, performance, and costume, with four people speaking out against public performances of drag. The City Council discussed how this was a difficult topic to handle, based on emotion and values in the community, while displaying that there are differing views that need to be heard and represented. Ward 4 Councilor Aaron Kirkpatrick introduced a possible ordinance which would address how the city approves or denies any large public outdoor event with, quote, demonstrable health impacts on children, not just drag shows. Kirkpatrick's proposal would include public notice requirements and a five-member oversight committee comprised of the city manager, the city attorney, a medical professional, a mental health professional, and a community member. The committee would review the event and provide a recommendation to City Council on whether to approve or deny the event based on health impacts to children. Kirkpatrick says the proposed ordinance is just a start and requested feedback of the guidelines by city staff, the City Council, and community members.
I appreciate that we have the opportunity to bring these together, to put these ideas out there for everybody's feedback and for to hear, because if we were to come in and say, we're doing this, in the process we would hurt a swath of people who were no longer represented by the people that they voted for. And if we came in and said, we're not doing anything, we would then alienate a whole other swath of people who were involved in this process. And so you would just further divide the community as winners and losers. I would rather bring us towards something by saying, what is a fair process that we can trust?
Ward 2 Councilor Larry East reminded the council that the state legislature is looking at a new law to address outdoor public drag shows, and there might be a solution to the city's concerns soon.
There is a state Senate Bill 550 that's about to be presented, I think, here in another couple of weeks, and that, you know, if the state, if that actually gets heard, on the House floor as well, if that were to pass, then the state would be facing that and how to enforce that as well.
Senate Bill 550 would seek to ban and make outdoor drag performances a criminal felony offense. No decisions were made during the council's workshop session Monday night, as the topic was for discussion only. You can read Kirkpatrick's proposed ordinance, Senate Bill 550, and listen to a recording of Monday's workshop with this story at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Reporting from Bartlesville City Hall, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.